possibly rubbing this chocolate snack cake I have here into your hair.
Love Workshop, the weekly program designed to make your life a little less enjoyable with...
me, Vern.
And myself, Craig.
That's us, Vern and Craig. Thank you for joining us this evening on Decorating for the Poor.
Hi, everyone. Tonight on Decorating for the Poor, we're quite fortunate to have Phil Kimberly with us, who's a very well-known interior designer and has lots of terrific ideas for the many of you subsistence-level families out there who would like to really perk up your home. Hi, Phil.
Hello, Craig.
The first thing I noticed right off the bat is that you hardly fit the fag stereotype we always associate with the interior decorator.
No, there's nothing stereotype about me, Craig.
Okay, Phil, we're here to talk interior decorating for the poor. Where would you like to start?
Well, I've got an absolutely marvelous idea for your really classic trash families, where all the kids and those little relatives from Hermosillo are all sleeping on air mattresses scattered around the house. Well, this makes for a terribly unsightly mess in the morning, come clean-up time. So I've got a very easy-to-make one- or two-evening project here, where we just take a roll of ordinary household tape and tape the mattresses together, like you see in the sketch here. And they all fold up into a very attractive daytime work table for the youngsters. And for chairs, you can just take a simple paper bag, like the one I have here, and you can get these in most any store, you see. And you fill up the bag with your pillow and sheet and your pajamas and all your bedtime things, and you put a big rubber band around the whole thing, like so. 1, 2, 3, and you've got a perfectly lovely chair.
Aesthetic yet functional.
Exactly, Craig. Now, here's a very interesting door idea. When someone steals your door, instead of having to fret and stew about having to go out and get a brand new commercial door, you can just take one of your old air mattresses and double up a couple of the relatives from Hermosillo if you have to, and simply take your tape and attach the mattresses to the door frame. Now, if you attach it to the outside, of course, the mattress door will open out. So you'll want to be sure and have the air nozzle facing out, because it makes a very nice door handle. You know, you can just sort of pull on it. Or, like you see in this picture I have here, you see the picture? This family in the picture has taped the empty stool from their tape roll to the nozzle, as you can see, for a sort of pull ring effect. Now, here's another idea. You can tape your air mattress to the top of the door frame, let the air out, and then take a knife or a pair of scissors or what have you, and cut the mattress lengthwise into long ribbons, which will leave you with a positively charming sort of oriental or Arabic effect, like those bead doors, where you just separate the strands of air mattress and walk right through. In this case, the nozzle can be on either side of the door.
Can you see some forlorn, dejected, impoverished family actually going through the process of holding up an air mattress in different positions over the door so they can all vote on which kind of door would be the most appealing to them? Actually making a conscious, thoughtful selection, saying to themselves, I like the traditional air mattress door better than the Oriental style air mattress door.
Well, it's the kind of personal choice one has to make for himself. you just have to say to yourself, who am I? How do I relate to my environment? What sort of space and form requirements do I have? All of these things enter into it, Craig.
Thank you, Phil, for your fascinating tips on decorating for the poor.
You're welcome. Welcome to Legal Corner, a weekly feature on the Love Workshop, where we explain important features of our legal system that can earn you big dollars. This week we discuss...
how to die.
Here's our sample case quiz.
10-year-old Bobby H. goes to the doctor to be treated for a mild infection. The doctor is informed that Bobby is allergic to certain antibiotics. However, the doctor injects Bobby with a drug containing an antibiotic substance to which Bobby is allergic. Bobby immediately develops a violent reaction and is taken to a hospital. Bobby's mother and two nurses are present beside his bed as his respiratory system begins to collapse.
You will now hear two sample deaths. You must select the one that will net Bobby's family the biggest bite of the malpractice insurance. Listen carefully. Death number one. Now, death number two.
Oh, Mama, I love you.
Let's listen to them both again.
Oh, Mama, I love you.
If you guessed number two, Bobby's family rings the bell. Here's why.
With children who suffer no income loss by dying, you're basically talking a pretty standard 10 to 20K settlement. However, a little testimony dramatizing the horror felt by the confused kid just before lights out is all you really need to start the cash register ringing. And in the case of Bobby H., Oh Mama, I Love You earned a whopping
42.5, Craig. As your radio attorneys, we advise you to
die alert.
Thanks for enjoying Legal Corner. It's time for Johnny Involved, Private Eye.
I'm Johnny Involved. I'm an ordinary guy. I like dames, but no one special. Can't afford to. I'm a private dick. Not just an average dick. I'm a private dick with a conscience. Something not often found in nature. I got a specialty. They call it brotherhood. Yeah, you heard me, Mac. Brotherhood. Step on a beaner, and I get involved. That's me, Johnny Involved. Having a cup of Joe and a smoke in my office when I get a call from Ronaldo Los Angeles, a local Mexican. What's up, Ronaldo?
They won't let me into medical school.
I'll be right over.
Come on in.
Thanks. That certainly is a complicated automobile you have on your front lawn there. What kind will it be when it's together?
It's going to be a surprise.
Oh, I love surprises. Please allow me, as an aware Anglo, to defer to your charming culture by removing my shoes or something equally colorful and festive.
Thank you for being so sensitive, Mr. Involved.
Call me Johnny, and don't mention it, brother. Do you suspect the fact that you're an illegal alien with a criminal record has anything to do with your problems with the medical school?
Maybe so, but I need a job real bad.
Well, that's good enough for me, Ronaldo. 4:25 p.m. I made contact with the president of the American Medical Association. You must understand, doctor, that Ronaldo is a deserving third world brother, driving around out there without insurance, looking for a large, expensive car such as your own to cave in at top speed.
Can't argue with that, Johnny.
You won't be sorry, doctor. 7:35 p.m. I phoned Ronaldo to tell him of the good news.
Hello, Signorilla Los Angeles. May I speak to Ronaldo, please?
Ronaldo is not here.
Could you possibly tell me when he might be back?
Ronaldo is not here. I don't know when he comes back. 6 months, maybe.
Perhaps you could tell me where he is.
He said he went to see his brother.
And where is his brother, Mrs. Los Angeles?
I am not very sure. Guatemala, maybe. He'll be back in 6 or 8 months.
Well, you see, Mrs. Los Angeles, I have this opportunity for Ronaldo at a famous medical school.
I don't know. Ronaldo is not here.
Well, thank you for your time, Mrs. Los Angeles. Your gay and carefree temperament has made it an absolute joy to work on this case.
Like I said, I'm a private dick with a conscience. I tackle the ones nobody cares about. I care. I'm Johnny Involved.
Say, Vern, I've got a letter here from that famous movie star Sal Mineo. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, certainly, Vern.
Okay, it says, Dear Vern and Craig, I thoroughly enjoyed Johnny Involved, where he gets the Mexican into medical school, and I also was most impressed with Legal Corner. But my favorite still has to be Decorating for the Poor. Poor people of all types have always amused me. Apparently, you find them entertaining yourselves, which is why I wish that I wasn't dead so that I could meet you and perhaps share a laugh or two. Sincerely, Sal Mineo.
Well, thanks for the letter, Sal.
Real nice letter, Sal. This is Craig saying goodbye for the Love Workshop.
That's us, Craig and Vern.
This program has been made possible through a grant from the Kingston Leisure Company and Wonderful Russ Productions, Phoenix, Arizona, USA, Earth.
you all for glistening today. I'm Kitten Sparkles, and I approve of this show. I want to thank my special guests from Milan, Jakub and Andrea from King Koala Publishing Thing. I'm going to go to hang out with them in Italy in 2025 and eat all the food. It's going to be fun. And if there's any other food left, I think Dawn's coming with me and she's going to eat the rest of it. Unless it's after 6 p.m. Well, speaking of which, I'm going to hand you over now to the benevolent clutches of Babs and Derek. And their wonderful transmissions. You know, the ones from Echo, 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 Beach, 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 Beach.
Well, that's it. I've enjoyed being your game master. I hope you all had a lot of fun. Thanks for inviting me to your house party. And I'll be right here whenever you want to turn me over and give me the needle. Bye.
Hello, greetings, and welcome.
Hello, I'm downloading it again.
Welcome, friends.
Oh, look.
Oh, Meat Moop's kicking it off tonight. He's very assertive.
Wow.
All right, I'm Babs.
I'm Derek, and Meat Moop is Meat Moop.
And together we are Transmissions from Echo Beach. It is lovely to be with you here on this amazing Thursday evening here in Toronto, where we broadcast from.
Mm.
It's been quite a week. Derek, you literally just pulled up on the beach.
Yes, and I'm downloading it again.
Nice. While you're doing that, it's kind of fun. I had a thought, because I actually had like a mental image of you like rolling up to the beach. And I feel like this is a good thing to ask yourselves, and I'm going to put this out to our buddies in the chat. If you were like a beach water vehicle, what kind of beach water vehicle would you be? I kind of pictured you as like a little sunfish sailboat. Tootling up to the beach.
Oh.
Or like a canoe, or are you like a windsurfer? Like, if you would embody some marine type vehicle, basically, is what I'm saying, what would you be?
I don't know, a beach buggy?
A beach? Oh, yeah, okay. That's not water related, but it is beach related. Okay,
I see.
Which is because you were coming from the ocean to the beach, so I figured it would be a marine vehicle.
Well, that would be a hovercraft.
Oh, you're a hovercraft? That's sexy.
There you go.
See, I think everybody's like, oh, Babs, you're like a yacht, you're like a pleasure cruiser. But no, I'm a little sunfish, made for two. There you go. We've wasted valuable time.
I think I've downloaded the game properly.
What
it's
are you?
Exciting.
It's oh, okay.
New. It's the new revised file.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I'm doing the first set tonight, so let's kick things off. It is so amazing to be here after that weird. I don't know what happened there. You know what? This is big fun, shameful, and heavy lidded. And you are lidded. La 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 la, shameful and heavy lidded, and you are listening. See, that's where I got tripped up. To Transmissions from Echo Beach here in Sheena's Jungle Room on WFMU.
We're so happy to be with you.
Trying to get into the zone. I'm haunted by shame. We'll be right back.